Title: Deregulation on the Menu, Big Changes for Wellness and CDS Technologies. Content: Last week, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, rung in the new year with a flurry of device-related activity, updating two final guidance documents and withdrawing a guidance published back in 2017. The two final guidance documents released on January 6, 2026 pertain to 1. General wellness devices and 2. Clinical decision support software and supersede previous versions of those guidance documents. 1. Then on January 7, 2026, FDA withdrew its guidance entitled Software as a Medical Device, SAMD Clinical Evaluation. 2. This recent activity marks a significant shift in the FDA's approach to the regulation of digital health and wellness technologies. With the release of two final guidance documents alongside the withdrawal of an older software guidance, the agency is providing the industry with some much-needed clarity on the boundaries of device regulation, refining the definitions and criteria for when products are regulated as medical devices or will be the focus of FDA's enforcement, while also opening pathways for innovation, especially for artificial intelligence, AI. This deregulatory push aligns with the administration's agenda to facilitate innovation in the device space. Summary of changes to CDS guidance. The Clinical Decision Support Software, CDS, guidance describes the four factors considered by the FDA when evaluating whether certain CDS software functions are excluded from the definition of a medical device. In order for a software function to be excluded from the definition of a device, the software must meet all four criteria. The first criteria is that the software is not intended to acquire, process, or analyze a medical image or a signal from an in vitro diagnostic device or a pattern or signal from a signal acquisition system. The revised guidance clarifies that discrete, episodic, or intermittent point-in-time physiological measurements, e.g., routine vital signs obtained at discrete clinical encounters, generally do not, by themselves, constitute a pattern. FDA's most significant changes to the guidance are with respect to the third criterion. The software function is intended for the purpose of supporting or providing recommendations to a healthcare provider, HCP, about prevention, diagnosis, or treatment of a disease or condition. If a software function provides a specific preventive, diagnostic, or treatment output or directive, the software function fails this criterion because it is not intended for the purpose of supporting or providing recommendations. However, FDA has clarified in the revised guidance that if only one option is clinically appropriate and the software function otherwise meets all criteria, FDA intends to exercise enforcement discretion for such functions even though the software function may constitute a device. FDA new examples to illustrate software functions that otherwise meet the criteria but provide only one recommendation that is clinically appropriate. The revised guidance also removes a discussion on two aspects of software functionality that previously would have affected whether a software function is used to support or provide recommendations to an HCP. 1. The level of software automation and automation bias and, 2. The time-critical nature of the HCP's decision-making. By walking back these factors, FDA expands the ways in which software functions could be used by HCPs without qualifying as a medical device. Summary of changes to general wellness guidance. The 2026 FDA guidance on general wellness products introduces several important updates to the previous version issued in 2019. Compared with the prior version, the new guidance explicitly addresses advances in non-invasive wearable technology, detailing the conditions under which products that estimate physiologic parameters, such as heart rate, blood pressure, and glucose, may qualify as general wellness items if used exclusively for non-medical purposes. The updated document offers more nuanced examples and clarifies the distinction between products intended for clinical use and those focused on personal wellness. For example, the guidance cites wrist-worn wearables that assess sleep quality and pulse rate for fitness purposes, and devices that monitor oxygen saturation during recreational activities. It also discusses products that estimate blood glucose to help users better understand the